Hey cuties, welcome to an episode of Doing It with Doozy. I am so happy to have you. Are you kidding? Oh my god, I can't believe this is real. Welcome to an episode of Doing It with Doozy. I'm your host, Maida. Some people call me Doozy, but you can call me whatever you want, honey. Once again, y'all, welcome. It's me, your girl, the Doozy. I'm so happy to have you. Thank you so much for joining me today. Happy Monday. Happy Monday. This first episode is being recorded on a Monday. We're trying to romanticize this life. We don't have Monday blues over here, okay? Mondays are a good day. I'm just kidding. Today has been such a shit show, but we're not gonna start the podcast off like this. Absolutely not. So grab your drink of choice or get to cooking, get to cleaning. Let me just do a quick okay. Today I'm drinking iced matcha, guys. Wow, let me put y'all on, okay, before we get into it. I am drinking matcha from Farm Boy, so they have this like matcha latte mix. Literally iconic, ridiculously intense, so good. It's so good. If you're in a country that has the cafe Mug and Bean and you've tried their matcha latte with milk, Farm Boy's matcha latte mix tastes exactly like that. And in my personal opinion, that is the best matcha ever. Like, ever. Like, Starbucks home. So that's what I'm drinking tonight. I'm gonna take a big slurp. Okay, let's get right into the episode. So for this intro episode, I just kind of wanted to get y'all acquainted with the podcast, let y'all know what to expect, kind of how often I am planning, keyword planning, to be posting, and just kind of talk a bit about like 2022 and the new year unfolding. Happy New Year, by the way. Today, I think it's the 24th of January, if I'm not wrong. It is the 24th of January, so Happy New Year. I hope you're having a great start to the year, but we're gonna get into that a bit later. But for now, I just want us to like unpack my podcast name. So Doing It with Doozy, I think the description is a pretty good kind of like summary of what I expect this podcast to be. And definitely I would love to hear from y'all kind of what you want to hear, who you want to hear, because I definitely want to have like friends and like guests on this podcast as well. So right, Doing It with Doozy is kind of just you and I doing life together, me kind of helping you find some sort of like kiki in your life, as you help me find some kiki in my life, and we just kiki together and we life together and we grow together and we glow together. So essentially that's kind of what I want it to be. It's just basically, I guess, this is basically going to be just us chatting, just like two friends catching up, just a quick FaceTime call with your bestie, and yeah, quick catch up, quick, you can do this, babe, you got this, babe, that kind of vibe, just homegirl, big sis, little sis, vibes, no aunties, no uncles, none of that. So yeah, essentially that's kind of what you should expect from this podcast. I am planning on kind of having bi-weekly episodes, but yeah. And then let's dive into our first topic of the podcast. This is 2022 and the new year unfolding. You guys, can we just talk about how Omarion, babe, like, make it make sense, because why is Ontario in lockdown? Why are we in lockdown? Why are we in lockdown? Why are we locked down?
The new year has been good to me. Cannot complain. I'm just having a shitty day today. And I really wanted to record this podcast when I was like, you know, feeling my best and doing my best. But I was like, yo, you know what? real homegirl vibes, real authentic vibes here. So I'm coming at y'all in my shitty state, and just here we are, you and I. So yeah, the year has been pretty good to me. I just flew back to Canada from Kenya the first week of the year. First week I was back. I was in quarantine for a bit, which was okay. I wasn't that bad. I kind of needed like the time and space to myself after, like, y'all know, if you don't live at home or you don't go to school at home and you go back home, it's kind of like, okay, everyone sees you as their personal therapist. And my mind needed to breathe. I needed some space because this is not to say that, oh my God, I didn't have a good time at home. I had the best time at home, but obviously, like, everyone's around you, and I'm such an introvert, so it was kind of nice for me to have that quarantine moment to just kind of, like, breathe. That was pretty good. And then we've been in lockdown since, so for the end, like, all of January since I've come back. So but thank you, Lord. Next Monday in a week, we're gonna be outie. We're gonna be inside. We're actually not gonna be outside, we're gonna be inside, but that's fine. Like, I'm just so excited for indoor dining to open up, and like for me to be able to see my friends, and like for my friends to be able to see me, and just I can't. Like, I don't know how it is legal to be in the winter and be in lockdown. Like, those two equals just struggling. Trials and tribulations. Like, I don't know how else to put it, because mentally it doesn't go, it's not giving. So essentially, that's kind of what the new year has been for me. Then with school, it's kind of been a rocky road with school. If you don't know, I haven't been in school since April, and it is, as I've said a thousand times, January. So I've had a good, like, 8 months out of school, which, you know, to some people might not be a lot, but for me, I have never really had this much time off of school. Like, the max I've ever had off of school is 3 months. So 8 months not being in school, my brain kind of doesn't actually know what's happening. So that's been a thing. And obviously, it's been a bit more, like, challenging for me, not having been in school, to then going back to school full time, and I'm taking more courses than I usually would. So that's kind of been a rocky road, but you know, I'm trying to find my footing, trying to establish myself. And I guess also why I'm kind of having shitty days is because, like, I still don't know kind of how to place myself and, like, what to do, and, like, still basically trying to get into the hang of things, which is okay. That's okay. I'm fine with it. This is the third week of school. It's just beginning. I still don't feel as though I found my footing, but, you know, I'm okay with that, and I'm trying my best, and that is enough for me. Yeah, so talking about that, I just wanted to talk about my day today. Can we just start with how freaking cold it's been in my apartment today? You guys, it's been so freaking cold. I couldn't even tell you. It's literally been ridiculous. No. So, and I thought it was just me. Like, I woke up in such a funk, and I was like, okay, today is gonna be a good day. I don't know if I'm a hypocrite or what, but I woke up in such a funk, and I fully convinced myself. Like, I was like, today is gonna be such a good day. Like, you are gonna have such a good day. And I got up, and, like, I showered, and I washed my hair, and, like, I was like, okay, so I now wore a cute jumpsuit. Like, I even wore jewelry for the first time in a long time. And I was like, yes, okay. So I sat at my desk. I was late for my class. So I made my coffee as I was, like, I made my matcha as I was having class. So I did that, and I came and I sat down, and immediately sat down, went on my phone. And I wasn't paying attention in class, and Mondays are usually my busiest days. So I have 5 lectures on Mondays. And I wasn't feeling it. I was not feeling it. So I lit a candle. My favorite candle at this moment in time is Toasted Hazelnut and Praline from Bath & Body Works. Y'all, so good. And I've looked for it because I only bought one candle. And I've looked for it and it's literally not here. So I don't know if it's coming back next winter or what. But I need it. I need it now. So anyway, I lit my candle and I was like, okay, it's still a good day, whatever. I made like a cute little breakfast. And I was like, today's a good day. Like, today's a good day. Sadness home. Absolutely not. I'm so happy. Like, I'm great. I'm thriving. Nothing can come in my way. Yeah. So, anyway, the day kept going downhill. And by the end of it, I was in my bed. And I was doing lectures from bed. And, like, when I talked to my mom, I was like, it's so freaking cold. And she was like, that's probably why you're feeling so, like, the way that you're feeling. And I was like, what? But actually very true, because like I don't do well with like weather changes. Like if I'm too hot, I don't function. And immediately it translates from my physical body to my mental health. So anyway, I guess we're having an issue with like our heating or whatever, but it's really, it's not doing well for my mental health. Today has not been a good day. And I know that I went to sleep cold and probably why I'm feeling the way that I'm feeling today, but anyway, that's fine. I just decided to come and record and kind of just like catch y'all up on my new year and my day and let y'all know what to expect from this podcast. So yeah, I guess I don't think I have much else to say. I don't really want the intro to be that long, just kind of wanted to give you all a snippet, let y'all know what to expect. So again, thank you so much for tuning in. I wish you a happy week, a happy weekend, a good day, a good night, a good wherever you are, whatever time it is. I hope you are healthy and happy, and I hope your mental health is thriving, babes. Thank you again for tuning in. Bye, guys. I'll catch you later.